My dear friend Doc Willoughby has a thing for great little ingredients, and I can't tell you how many spice mixes or rhizomes or tubers he's introduced to me and to his readers over the years. And when we told him we were doing a show on peppers, he brought up his favorite magical French pepper powder. We were intrigued. Okay, doctor, you have always been... Now, you don't know this. I've never said this to you, but you have always been my, like, my powdered pepper guru.
Wow. That is an awesome title.
Like, I learned about Aleppo pepper through you. I learned about Urfa pepper through you. And now you're here to talk about, I don't know how to pronounce this, piment d'Espelette.
Piment d'Espelette.
Piment? French?
Well, in America, you say piment because we don't know how to do it. So I just call it Espelette and very leave nice. Out the piment part. So the other pepper that I always loved is Pimenton de la Vera, which is from Spain.
Yeah, and that's smoked.
It's smoked, heavily smoked, and but it's awesome. It's a great pepper. And through that, I got to Espelette because Espelette comes from the Basque region of southeastern France.
Oh, okay.
And it's a very different pepper. I have sort of, it's become my favorite pepper recently because it's mildly hot, sort of like all the ones we were talking about. It's not super hot, just mildly hot. Mm-hmm. And it's also sweet, just a little bit smoky, and it's got kind of citrusy flavors. And to me, it's got a sort of aftertaste of peaches.
Oh, cool.
I know, right?
Come
so
on.
It's like rich and deep and just a little bit hot. And so you can use it in anything, and it makes it better.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can easily get it online or in any spice shop. So every weekend pretty much, I'm not sure I should be confessing this, but every weekend pretty much I make a grilled cheese sandwich with a bunch of Espelette on top. It has become my favorite lunch, and it's so simple. Or you put it on any kind of eggs, it's great. There's some classic Basque dishes that feature it, like eggs piperad, or just plain piperad, which is a mixture of bell peppers and onions, and it's, you know, cooked a long time with a lot of Espelette in it.
There's also
a veal stew that's classic that they use it in. But, you know, you can just use it in anything. It's, you know, sprinkle it on anything you're eating, and it makes it taste better. I really like to put it together with a lot of salt, a little pepper, black pepper, and some powdered thyme, and rub it on lamb. Mm. So it's super versatile. And it has all those different flavors going on in it. So it's more dynamic than most other peppers.
Yeah, you know, I think this sounds amazing. I don't have any in my home. I want it. But, you know, sometimes I find myself when I'm buying something like this, like something that's a really sort of unique pepper or something, you know, I always wonder if it has such a cool flavor, it has such a unique flavor, you know, what are the ways to really highlight that flavor?
Well, the people in the Basque region of southern France, where this comes from, use it in place of black pepper. So they just put it on everything. And they also, I think an unusual use of it is they use it in chocolate desserts because it does have that sort of fruitiness that goes well with chocolate. So I think, you know, for me, my favorite ways to use it are just sprinkled on things like a grilled cheese sandwich or a lamb chop, which is what I'm going to do tonight or whatever. And then if you use it in chocolate desserts, it's surprising.
Yeah.
And so that's always a good thing.
And are there like particular brands that you should look for if you're shopping for this?
Well, two things. This is an AOC product, which means it can only be called Espelette if it's grown around Espelette, the village.
Yeah.
So if you look on the top of any brand, it should have the AOC on top of it. So any of those will be good. But my favorite is an odd brand called Biperduna. But if you look online, it's one of the most prevalent one, so you won't have trouble finding it. And it is a little milder than the other brands, and it seems to me it has a little chunkier texture, which I like, and it has to me a little bit more of that peachy flavor than some of the other brands, so I'd go for that.
Cool. Well, thank you. And what time is dinner?
Come on over, 7 o'clock.
Right on.
Bring the family, we'll be ready.
John Doc Willoughby is an award-winning writer and editor. You can find his recipe for a classic piperad at splendidtable.org.